Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week...
So we think goat milk is magic.
We continue our tour of Amalthea's award-winning cheesemaking facility with Sue and Sarah Brown, the other one. In the not-so-distant past, milk here in the Northern Plains meant one thing, cow's milk. Now it's pretty common to encounter people, old and young, who don't do milk. They're allergic or intolerant or vegan or enchanted by the alt-milk potions peddled by social media influencers and coffee chains alike.
Goat milk is the closest thing of all mammals to human milk. It has lots and lots of minerals and lots of nutrients. It's just way better for you. Plus, it has a shorter
Now, goat's milk might be the next big thing. So according to the Department of Agriculture's latest census, dairy goat herds here in the U.S. expanded faster than any other major livestock group over the past decade.
Because it seems to do some magic in the body.
The Browns don't sell goat's milk, they make it into cheese. And while some experts dispute the magical health-giving properties of goat's milk, few would argue that making it into cheese is anything but delightful. Amalthea's goat cheese in particular, which has won multiple awards over the years from the American Cheese Society. That's me, tasting the truffle chev from a plastic measuring jug at the cheese facility.
This truffle that we're making right now is wonderful. At the end of making a steak, it's lovely. There are just so many things besides cheese and crackers to do with our goat cheeses, if you're creative.
Sarah Brown, and if you've been listening to the show, you know there are two of us, likes to snack on a different variety of chev.
I love this time of year because you get the fresh nectarines, which go really well with smoked chev. That's one of my favorite snacks, actually, for the cheese.
Amalthea has other kinds of chev as well, plain roasted garlic and chive, spiced pepper, and sun-dried tomato. They also make a goat's milk ricotta.
The ricotta you get at the store usually is a low fat, so they've pulled off the cream and it's cow. It's very thin and not as flavorful. It's pretty nondescript, whereas this has a very rich, lovely flavor. A lot of restaurants use it for desserts.
The whole milk ricotta won a coveted first last year at the American Cheese Society competition. Sometimes they don't even give a first place award. The Browns are planning to enter their goat feta this year. It's a brined curd cheese typically made from sheep's milk or from a mixture of sheep and goat's milk. Amalthea's is all goat.
Our feta is basically out the door once it's made, so there's no holding on to the feta. It goes pretty quick. And if our chefs get to us before we make a batch, typically we'll do a 3-pounder for them for a special. But unfortunately, we can't have it on menus because we don't make it that consistently. Because it's a week to 2-week long process, we just make it about once a month.
The market for anything but cow, milk, and cheese is blistering. When the Browns started making goat cheese nearly 2 decades ago, it was something of a novelty in this part of the country in particular. Sue said to drum up interest, they partnered with high-end chefs to develop recipes.
We don't really feel the need now because when you open up a magazine, you'll be surprised there'll be goat cheese recipes in most of them. It really has caught on.
Next week, we catch back up with Nathan at the farm, where we learn the fate of his onions that went in the ground just before temperatures took a dive last month.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.